This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our show's finished with The Uplift, a story about the ways that we're connecting with each other and lifting each other up. Yesterday, I was reaching out to some old friends, and I had a chat with Heidi Geffen, owner of Tiddlywinks Vintage Five and Dime in the town square of Sonoma. The story she told me was such an uplift, I thought, we've got to start the week with this. So she's joining us by phone from her shop. Hi, Heidi.
Good morning, Beth Ruyak. How are you?
Nice to talk with you. Say a little bit about your shop and tell me what's happening there for you.
All righty. Well, I'm here in Sonoma, as you said. Tiddlywinks is a vintage five and dime. So it is a throwback to a simpler time. It's a lot of nostalgia. It's a lot of old-time games and toys and candy, and it is just a lot of fun. That sums it up more than anything, I'd say. And as you and I talked about on the phone yesterday, during these times, the first few days were rather daunting, and I have decided to turn lemon into lemonade, and I am making these happy care packages. And it started out as word of mouth, and it's a way that my town has come around to rally and support me in a huge, huge way. And it's allowed people to connect with their grandchildren and with their kids with proper social distancing. And it's a way for me to connect with my customers in ways that I haven't done before. Spending time on the phone, writing back and forth, and you know, beyond my business, also as you and I talked about yesterday, I see so many silver linings in this situation and ways that are hearkening back to a simpler time and taking time, talking to neighbors, talking to strangers, again, at the proper socially distanced space, but really talking to people. And I haven't worn a watch since all of this started. I have nowhere to go, and I have all the time in the world to listen to somebody's story, and it feels pretty good, I have to say. You know, amongst all the sadness and all of the heartache that is unfolding and that we're watching, I'm trying to find the happiness and, again, the silver lining.
So you'll get a message and you'll create an Easter basket or a happy care package and go deliver it in the area. But your business community also offered a match if you created a GoFundMe page. Is that the way it went?
It was through GoFundMe, correct, and it is a small business relief fund, and they have a grant initiative, and so if you raise $500, they will match it, and so I put that out there. It's difficult to ask for help, but as a small business owner in these times, I told you I might cry. Darn it. I did it. And the response has been huge. Sorry. My community is just really rallying behind me and other small businesses, and it's just so heartwarming. Other small businesses have supported me, my customer, friends, family. It's just huge. And there's also a local a listing on a Facebook page of things that are available in Sonoma. And again, my community has just stepped forward like I can't believe. It's so heartwarming, and it just fills me with gratitude.
I know that you wouldn't be on the list of essential businesses, Heidi, but something about the way you're talking about the connection and the joy that you're feeling in the midst of this feels really essential. You know what I mean?
Well, I think so. I mean, a lot of people in my community think that candy is essential. maybe not. But I think happiness is essential, and I feel like that's what I can offer up. some happiness, some joy, a little distraction. I have a sign in my store that I told you about, and maybe you saw it when you were here. It says, "We just want you to be happy." And I joke that that's my business plan, but the truth of the matter is, that is my business plan. And if that's what I can provide to this community and beyond, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that I can do something that's spreading a little joy right now.
Well, let me help answer a question. Are you willing to ship baskets or ship what you're putting together?
Of course. All right. I have the best mailman in town. He comes by every day and he takes the packages. He wears gloves. I wear gloves. We wear masks. On Easter Sunday, I will be wearing my ears when I make my deliveries. For people in town that know me, they know that's for real. But yes, I am shipping out, and it's all on my website. And people can also call me. I can customize things. I am trying to make it as special as possible so kids can have a semi-normal Easter. In addition, we are donating back 10% of the proceeds on all of our Easter baskets and our care packages to a local nonprofit. And we are trying to connect with a organization that's making sure that the kids that were getting meals at school are still getting those meals. And so we are trying to coordinate that, and I will be putting that on my website to be very specific about who that nonprofit will be.
So we will post a link to the GoFundMe page, which has Scrabble tiles spelling the word Sonoma, Sonoma, Sonoma. And the name of the store is Tittle, E as the middle initial, Winks, W-I-N-K-S, Vintage Five and Dime. It's in Sonoma. And Heidi, I really just thank you. I just love the spirit that you have. And I've got to say a quick goodbye, but it's only temporary, okay?
Oh, please. I can't wait for you to come visit me again. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for the uplift today. It's okay, a good way to start
that.
The week.
Right.
That is Heidi Geffen, Tiddlywinks Vintage Five and Dime in Sonoma. That's Insight for today. We'll be back at noon with special coverage of a press conference by California Governor Gavin E. Newsom. So stay safe and informed. Thanks for joining us.